that allows you to just be your own boss. And that's my own thing. Another thing about Long Game, I wanted to form something that I could pass down to my son, so my son don't have to work for another man. So that's another thing. Like I told you in August and September, I said, listen, Zay, we buying this house, and this is for my son. It's not really for me. I don't do things for myself. I don't do things for myself. My son got a property, so I got to get him another one. I got to get one. Things like that. Like, you got to compete with yourself. I don't compete with nobody. I use, you know, like social media or Twitter or Instagram as motivation. I see different things, right, and I take that and, you know, I use it and put it in my own game. Just like Kobe. Kobe's my favorite player. Rest in peace. Yep. The GOAT. But, you know, he used everything he saw from Jordan and put that in his game and became himself. So that's what I do. I take different things that I see on the timeline from people that are reputable and that are doing things that I want to do, and I put that into my game and make, you know, put my own little twist on it. So I'm always learning. That's all it's about, is I never try to be stagnant. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just, you can't limit yourself.
Hey, turn me up something. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant. I study millionaires cause I was born a visionary. You still believe in limitations, why you acting scary? You can't distract me from the paper, I've been chasing greatness. I'm stacking now and balling later, end the conversation. We strategizing, monetizing, piling up investments, and sacrificing temporary shit for bigger blessings. Yeah, a tapped in boss mind state. I multiply my grind rate and I match the way I vibrate. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
This episode is sponsored by Bees. She is the creator of the Giftatize app and the author of the Financial Starter Kit book. Bees works in the defense industry as an overseas contractor. After years of studying financial literacy and investing, she is now financially free. The Financial Starter Kit comes with a free money allocation spreadsheet and gives you all the resources that you need to take control of your finances today. You can purchase the book at financialstarterkit.com. If you want to learn more about the defense industry and how to obtain a stable, high-paying career in the States or overseas, you can purchase her defense industry guide at www.defenseindustry.guide. Also, for more information, you can follow her on Twitter at @capital_SB.
Episode of the Millionaire Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Kent, sitting here with my co-host, Xavier Miller.
What's up, what's up?
And today we got a very, very special friend of ours. His name is Rodney Brown. He's a real estate investor, entrepreneur, and the CEO and founder of Long Game Investments and Long Game Logistics. And he's here to drop a lot of game on y'all today. So welcome to the show, Rodney.
Man, welcome to the show, bro.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I mean, it's, you know, something I definitely wanted to do ever since I met y'all. And, you know, we hit it off and here we are.
Yeah, for sure. And I want to get some just some background for the listeners, just so they could see like how this like relationship formed, because this somebody I consider a real close friend. This family right here. So we met, me and Rodney, we met what was that, last summer, bro, right?
Yeah, man, like around what, July, end of July.
Yeah, July. We met through a mutual friend. We had a shout out to Jessica Young, wherever she at. Shout out to her, because she the one that she the responsible.
I think she in like Germany right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she over here. She didn't respond, so she hit me up one day and she was like, "Yo, I got a friend of mine. I want you to meet or whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it. I'm with it." And the funny thing about that is like when situations like that, you never really know how it could go because you don't know people. You know what I'm saying? You just like just kind of hope for the best. You don't know if it's gonna be right. Like someone that's like a weirdo or somebody that you like. Nah, I don't really mess with like that. So we met up. And from the jump, like you said, it was an instant connection. You know what I'm saying? You and Ashley, instant connection. We chopped it up. We expressed things we wanted to do. We did it. We bought property together. We've been locked in ever since. So, like, it's a pleasure for us to have you on here, man.
I appreciate it, man. Definitely. I've been admiring your podcast for over a year now, and I put all my little homies on the back home and a lot of different people. So, I mean, it's just, it's mutual. It's mutual. Cause like I said, like sometimes you meet people and you cross paths and things just go the right way. So they're going to continue to go the right way.
Yep, definitely. And just getting right into it, bro. So for the listeners, just give a little background on yourself. So like everything you're doing right now, all the dope stuff you're doing, like just what's the background? Start of the journey.
So pretty much my journey started when I got out of the military, because then, you know, you got to get your mind right. You have to have a plan. So my mother always raised me to, you know, not just think about the moment, but think about the future. So that's who I was. So I was always, when I was in the military, I always think about what I was going to do when I got out. And then I was unemployed for a little bit. You feel me? And I didn't really have a job, and I was just trying to do a couple of things and things like that. And then next thing I know, I had an opportunity to take the same job that I had when I was in the military, and I became a civilian, you know, working as a GS, and I worked as the same exact job as a contract specialist. So I know government contracting like the back of my hand. So just the fact that I had that skill, and I picked up that skill set, and I was able to transfer it when I got, you know, into the civilian world, is clutch. So I figure, you know, anybody who's in the military and things like that, don't just be mad at the situation you're in or trapped, because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to feel like you can't do much because you're taking orders from people and things like that, but you can't let anybody hold you back. So that's my whole thing, just pretty much just do what you want to do and always have a plan.
Always have a plan, especially with the military. Like the past 2 days, I just did 2 guest appearances on Other People Podcast, and that was one of the questions they asked me. They like the military, because, you know, so many misconceptions about the military, for real, especially if you don't know about it. People right. be thinking about it, and it's like, they'd be like, how was your experience? What you think about it? And I give my viewpoint, but from your viewpoint, with your experience in the military, how was it to you? What you think about it overall?
I can't say too many bad things about it. Right. Pretty much the only reason I even got out is because I got injured, you feel me? And I just wasn't fit to fight anymore. So I got medically discharged, and that's the only reason I really got out. And matter of fact, too, when I first got in, my mindset was to be an officer. I told my mom, you know, I was going to be an officer, but I told her I was going to go enlist first just to see if I liked it, because I didn't want to, you know, be signing up and committing to something that you really don't like, because then you're going to be hating life. You're going to be going into work. And I know a lot of people in that situation where they go to a job every day, they don't like it. They don't have, you know, no passion for it, things like that. So I just wanted to see, you know, if I liked being enlisted first. And I didn't, but I made the most of it. You feel me? At the same time, and one of the reasons why too, because I already had my degree, I had my bachelor's degree when I was in there, and then I have, you know, staff sergeants and tech sergeants and people that I felt were underqualified just because they were in, you know, the military for a certain amount of years. Just they could tell you whatever to do, do this, do this, do this. Whole time, that's probably not the smartest way. So I'm, you know, I gotta bite my tongue and this and that. I'm like, listen, man, this ain't me. So, but at the same time, like, it just showed me, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, you have to bite your tongue in order to get where you want to go, and just be a sponge and learn everything you can. Cause I could have went the wrong route. You know, you could have been disgruntled in there and, you know, not performing well, but I was winning awards and I was getting certifications and, you know, things like that. So I just made the most of it, cause I got a family, I got a wife, I got mouths to feed. So it wasn't really about me. It's about, you know, my legacy. So,
hey, that's real shit. Cause like, a lot of times, like, I know when I talk to people about the military, they be like, man, I could never do that shit. Like, somebody yelling at me, I'm snapping
right.
off.
Right.
It's like, bro, it's like, look where you at right now, though. You best serve just, you know what I'm saying, hushing up, taking that L for whatever. Yep. It's going to only be like 2 months.
Right. And you know what they say, stay down till you come up.
Stay down till you come up. And you know, like, and you got to know, like, it ain't personal. It's not like they going because they really dislike you. Is they like this thing, you know what I'm saying? They gotta do this. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about you to be angry.
Exactly. And that's the thing, like, too, like, when you're in there, if you form the right relationships, I feel like that's why relationships are so key. If you form the right ones, you get looked out for. So that's right. another thing. Like, people, I had a senior master sergeant, and that was my guy. Like, he saw my potential. He saw everything I was doing and knew my plan and things like that. And he just did everything he could to, you know, help my time be as good as it could. He didn't give me no shorts or nothing like that. I still put in the work, But he had my back, and I thank him for that. So that's another thing. You always got to have that old head that, you know, is looking out for you.
Right.
And that's I'm trying to pay it forward and be somebody's old head too, because I got a lot of people looking up to me where I'm from.
So. Yeah.
Do you feel like the military, your experience in the military, like genuinely was beneficial to what you're doing now as an entrepreneur as far as
100%. 100% for sure. I wouldn't change it for the world, because I learned, you know, a lot of skills, and I became very marketable into what I do. Because if I wanted to right now, I could work for, you know, like Raytheon or Northrop Grumman or Lockheed Martin, one of them. Like I'm just a kid from Lake Valley. I'm a kid from South Jersey. Like nobody knows where that's at, things like that. But I'm doing really big things, and I have a lot of confidence and belief in myself. And the military mm-hmm. allowed me to just, you know, build upon that. So and also too, like all those benefits that you get, like another thing, you gotta think about it. They gonna use you until you dead, pretty much. So yeah. you gotta get the most out of them just as much as they gonna get the most out of you. So you gotta think about, you know, the benefits too. You gotta research, because a lot of people that I was in there with, they don't know, you know, the actual benefits of being a veteran. If you get out with an honorable discharge, you're set. There's so many avenues and so many things that are available to you that the average American does not have. You know, we're all three of us, we've served. So right now, if we wanted to, we could buy a house with VA loan up to like $500,000 with nothing down. Yep. That's unheard of, especially in this economy. So,
hey, that works one thing. I'm glad you went into that, because I was literally about to ask you, for the people that don't know, like, what is some of the benefits that come with being a veteran? You just went into one of the biggest ones, and that's right. the VA loan.
Yeah, so I mean, VA loan for me, that's probably number, it's one or two for sure, because I mean, you could definitely get a duplex. You could live in one side, rent the other out. Next thing you know, you move to another base, or you do what you do. You stay in there for a year and you move to the other person in there. So now you're not paying nothing on that. And you could do it again once you re-up. But then the other thing I'd say would be like the post 9/11. Like you can go to school for free, and you get paid to go. And all you have to do is just go to one class on campus. So like y'all do, if you go to San Francisco, you get the highest BAH. You get the highest BAH in the whole country.
Shadow.
You feel me? So like, why would you not? Like, it's just so many ways. Like if you really, you know, read up on it and, you know, it's right for you, because it's not right for everybody. That's another thing. Like a lot of people, they go because they're forced to go. If you go in and you want to go and you have a plan, nothing can stop you. Nothing.
Hey, that's facts. That's just like with anything else, but especially the military, it's all about plan. Like if you go in there going with a plan, bro, you going to be straight. Like you talk about, like just getting that honorable discharge, and don't let you get don't let you get injured and get like retired out or something.
Man, you know I'm telling you, get that check the rest of your life.
Man, for the rest of your life. And like, I'm glad we good, because we don't never really go too deep into it on here. But for like, just for the people, I know it's a lot of people that don't know this, and it'd be people thinking about going to the military, but they'd be like, man, I ain't trying to do that shit. But you could go in that joint for three, as long as you went there for 3 years without no trouble. Like 3 years is the minimum, right, to get all your benefits, right?
Mm-hmm, if I'm not mistaken. I think 36 months. Yep.
36 months. You do that three years. Man, and even if you want to do 20, like you could still be an investor on the side,
right?
And all whatever you want to do it. I sound like a damn recruiter, like I'm trying to recruit people, but I'm just right. I'm just being real though. Like
right.
It's a lot of ways where you could like run it up, especially like if you're young, coming fresh out of high school or something like that.
Right, and that's another thing, especially like you know how colleges are going through what they're going through right now with this corona and all that. If you're not going to be, you know, on campus and things like that, and you're just doing, you know, online classes, then why not just join the military? Because you could do that at a two-year college. You could do that at a community college, and you pay way less. So I feel like if you really don't have a degree that's going to, you know, get you a lot of bread when you come out, you're just hustling backwards. You're putting yourself in a hole, and that next thing you know, you got all the student debt. You go to the military, they're going to make you, you know, pass your CDCs and that kind of stuff first. But after you do that, you go to school and they pay for it. Like pay for school. Like you don't have to hoop. You don't have to, you know, hit home runs. You don't have to score touchdowns. You get that just by, you know, serving. And it don't be that hard. It don't be that hard unless like you got, you know, a low score in your ASVAB. But if you get a solid score and you get a solid job that can transfer to, you know, civilian world, you can make the most of it and change your life, change the trajectory of your life easily.
Easy. And this like whole conversation is so important because, like, you know, as we know, especially in the Black community, majority of us, 99%, we don't come from wealth or no bread passed down. So like, facts, to get on and create that leverage for yourself where you like that first person, like you a lot, if you ain't got no scholarships or you ain't got no crazy musical talents, no crazy ball talents, you're not gonna be able to just get out that environment immediately. And the military provide a route where you could like finagle your way out that environment and still boss up at the same time if you got a plan in your mind. Yep. Right. So it could be a whole like trajectory change for your like for your livelihood. That's why I'm pretty like pro military, especially for like young people that come from nothing for real.
Cause it's right, like, exactly.
Your life.
Bro, they don't have nothing to lose. You feel me? like you getting paid and you get BAH, like it's so many different things. Like, don't get me wrong, like you said, I feel like a recruiter now, but at the end of the day, like,
right.
it's like a no-brainer if you are the type that can, you know, not really worry about the things of right now. You feel me? And that's another thing when we get into later, like why, you know, my company is called Long Game, things mm-hmm. like that. You can't worry about what's happening right now. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have to endure what's happening right now in order to get where you want to go. You feel me? Mm. So that's one of those things where you just gotta, you know, keep your head down. And like, what's her name? The GOAT, OG, Aisha Seldon. She like, stay low and keep firing. There's nothing more true than that. There's nothing more true. That's what you gotta do. So mm-hmm. it's as simple as that. If you can do that and you got the mental fortitude for that, nobody can stop you.
Man.
Like the sacrifices you make in the military, in the grand scheme of things, are very small.
Very small.
Right, because it's a small amount of time. Small time.
Facts.
Small time.
That shit go by, bro. That shit go by so fast. Like
they do. And the whole time you get paid for it. You don't gotta go to work. You get paid every day, no matter what. Don't get me wrong. You a GI 24/7. But when I hurt my knee and I had surgery or whatever, I did not leave my room. I got paid every day. Didn't have to take no leave, nothing. Got paid every single day. Things like that. So
you guaranteed, 30 days a year, right?
Yeah, 30
days. 30 vacation days a year. Like
yeah, I said, a lot of people don't have that.
Man, like I said, I sound like I'm pro, but I'm just speaking real from me personally. Like I said, I ain't had no scholarships or nothing crazy. Like, if I ain't go to the military, I was going to have to, because I know I don't want to live a regular life. I know I was going to have to either like hustle or find some crazy to pop off to get some capital to really go into business, because you need that capital. So I knew like the military, all right, this is going to be a way out for me. And then I'm going to change everything. So that's
especially if you go on deployments.
Oh, what? Exactly. Man, you go on deployments. I forgot about that.
See, and that's another thing, because I didn't even get a chance to go because I was hurt. But listen, if I did, I would have did exactly what you did. I would have sent that bread back home. I wouldn't have touched it or nothing. Because guess what? You out there, all you're going to be doing is working. Working and you have your free time. Working and reading and working out. That's pretty much it. It's kind of like jail, doing a bed, only you get paid.
No, fact, bro. It's like, that's what I say all the time. It's really like doing a bed, but with the freedom, you know what I'm saying, to go outside, go eat when you want, that kind of shit. But as far as your dormitory, the room you in, shit, it's, that shit probably the same. It might be smaller than a cell, shit. It's real small. It's like you said, what I did, bro, I send money. Every time I get paid, I literally sent Deanna the bread just so I wasn't tempted to spend that, because I wanted to come home with all my money. Bro, I came home, how much was it? Like
20 to 25 grand.
Yeah, so it was exactly. That's what I needed to start. Like, once that happened, bro, we've been Gucci since. We ain't looked back since.
Exactly. And that's the thing. People think it's gonna come easy. They all about instant gratification and things like that, but it's not like that. You put the work in to get that bread. And then mm-hmm. once you got that bread, you didn't just do no dumb shit. You feel me? You were smart with it. So that's the thing. Like, it's a few steps you have to do. Cause people all, oh yeah, Rodney, what'd you do? Blah blah blah. Like, how much did you save? Blah blah blah. Oh, you really did that? Oh, I'm not really trying to do that no more. Because once they hear that, like, yeah, oh, you probably need 20 bands to start. Yeah, where I'm gonna get 20 bands from? You're gonna have to put the work in. So.
Worth the work, bro. And me personally, I knew I wasn't blowing mine because I was over there too long and I worked too hard in that heat to be blowing. It's 130 degrees. I'm working 10, 12 hour days, six days a week. So I'm like, ain't no way I'm about to blow it.
Just to throw this out there, though, because, you know, a lot of people do join the military. It's extremely tempting to spend your money and to start for sure. Like you got it.
Oh man, I got a story for y'all. I got a story.
Go ahead.
Man, I was getting money before I was in the military, but then when I got in there, you know, it became a different type of money. But anyway, I always wanted the Benz. So one of the first things I did, I was out here by myself before Ashley moved out here. She was already moving out here and whatnot, but I was by myself. I had no will. So first thing I did, I went to SAC and I got like a 2006 E320. You couldn't tell me nothing. Yeah, you couldn't tell me
nothing. I
didn't
know this, bro.
Man, listen. Couldn't tell me nothing. That joint was clean. I used to wash her. Oh, I used to have her in the parking lot at the dorms. You know what I'm talking about. Dorms right across from the cat. Right in the parking lot. I used to park away from everybody, too. Like, don't even park near me.
That's an exclusive zone.
You feel me? Don't even park near me. Right. Next thing you know, I'm like 6 months in, and it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. And you know, we only making so much bread as enlisted, as E3, E4. Nice. You only making so much. So all that maintenance is running through me into a car that's depreciating. But then once I started getting real and started thinking, you know, long term, changed my life, got rid of that car. I got something, you know, that was more manageable. And right now I can get whatever I want. Like I can't get no, you know, like Ferrari, things like that, but I don't want that right now. I want something that's gonna be reliable for the family and things like that. So you gotta act your wage too. That's the thing. You feel me? A lot of people they get a little money, and then you know they start trying to you know do things that really they really can't do, and it's you know stretching them thin. So gotta act your wage.
That's so crazy though, cause I almost had a very similar story, but somebody stopped me, bro. And I'm so thankful to her. I'll never forget Master Sergeant Robinson. The day I was about to go get it, man, I was geeked. I told this story on here before, I think though. Like, I think this is pretty much. I was about to go get a Audi, and I'm hyped.
Yeah,
I'm new, bro. How foolish I was thinking. I'm brand new to the military, brand new to my base, bro. I don't even think I had one stripe, bro. But the payment was gonna be more than my check. So I'm like, I'm finna go get it. I'm happy. I'm geeked up. I'm walking down the hallway, smiling. I'm getting ready to leave. She said, where you about to go? I said, I'm about to go get my car. I'm getting a car. She said, oh really? What kind of car are you getting? Looking excited. So I'm happy to tell her. I'm eager to tell her that. Like, all I'm getting is Audi. She like, Audi, really? Smiling still. And she's still smiling the whole time. So I'm thinking she geeked from me. She's like, let me see. I'm like, I'll pull up quick. Look. And she look at me. She say, Millie, you know you're not getting this car, right? And I'm thinking she's saying that because like it's sold or something already. I'm like, what you mean?
Right.
She's like, no, I'm not letting you leave to get this. I'm like, I'm thinking she hating on me. I'm like, what? She's like, this is a bad move. Like, this is a terrible move. I'm not. And she literally, you know, she a mass sergeant. I'm one striper. Whatever she do at that point, you can't even argue. So I'm
you're
like,
not getting that car. You're not getting.
Bro,
I was
heated, bro. But
she
like,
probably thought she was a nut.
But in my mind, I'm like, she hating on me. But like a month, it all took like a month later. I'm like, bro, I'm so glad she stopped me from doing that, bro.
That's real.
You know the dealership was gonna give it to me. They gonna be
man,
like,
they was gonna walk you in there, hold your hand, close the door behind you, make sure you didn't leave without the car. You feel me? They said they, you know, they probably pray on young airmen. Pray on them.
They was gonna get it to him for sure, but I want to make a segue real quick. Let's talk about long game investments. Talk about that for a second. Like, how did that start, and what's the plan for that?
So I mean, pretty much, I had a lot of time. Like, I that's another thing. I use my job. Like, I do my job, and I do it to the point where I have time to do my job. You see what I'm saying? So not only am I on the clock, but I'm on the clock for myself too. So I'm always thinking about myself and trying to, you know, further my legacy. And that's just a part and a stepping stone to do that. So I formed Long Game Investments. And next thing you know, I'm buying properties and putting out clothes. And just it's a whole brand, like Long Game Equity Group. It's a whole brand. It's like, it's my whole lifestyle. And it's basically built upon, you know, putting the work in and not really just falling for instant gratification. Like, that's my thing. Like, I really believe in, you can't always think things are going to come to you quick or just because you're a good person. You got to really, really put the work in. You got to take your lumps. You got to take your L's, but it's going to make you stronger. and you got to be in it for the long game. So that's where that came from.
Man, and the title alone, it just tells so much, like, long game, because that's really what it is. And, like, you know what I'm saying, coming up from, if you come from urban environments, a lot of times you could be so short, to ain't no, you ain't got no long game mentality. Right. Everything short term into now, because you, like, you don't really see, like, I know when I was in Chicago, I didn't really think of, like, 10 years from now type shit. I really didn't, because everything's so fast, and you just think, right, like, right now, right now, right now. But right, to win for real is to have that mentality that it's a long game for sure.
Exactly, man. And that's another thing, too. Like, I feel like where I'm from, like, I'm from Jersey, so, you know, everything is fast-paced over there. Right. So fast money, you get money fast, it's going to go just as fast. So I'd rather have slow bucks rather than no bucks. So that's another thing. Like, it's like your mindset. Once I got real about, like, you know, changing my mindset, I just started reading more, and I started, you know, looking up things about investing. I taught myself about almost everything. You know what I'm saying? I didn't just wait for somebody to, like, put me on. I put myself in the game. And that's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, you know, they be mad at you when you don't bring them along or things like that. But I'm the type, I'm from the school where if you really want it, you're going to do it yourself. I don't need another man to put me on. So that's another thing. I feel like you have to have that in yourself and have that discipline and want to own and want to have ownership. And just think long term, and everything I do is long term. Nothing I do is short term. So that's my mindset.
That's game right there. That's how you know you're going to win. And talk about this. I'm excited to talk about long game logistics. Like, what you're doing with this? This is a real big deal. So I definitely want you to go deeper into this.
Yeah, man. So I've been grinding. Like, I really have my head down, and it's time. You know that we launched this. So I got a business partner who I actually met through mutual friends from your people. So that's another thing. Like, I really just want to segue 2 seconds. Social media, if you really use it correctly, it could change your life. I'm trying to tell you. So I used to have, you know, my Twitter, my Instagram used to look a certain way. And then once I started getting money, you know, from social media, it just changed. What you consume every day is how you become. So I made sure that, you know, I had people and things that I really cared about that were going to be in the long scheme and the long game on my timeline every day. So once we went out to Detroit, I met Ahmad, and then Ahmad, I seen he put up something about a truck, and I you know, I said, you know what, I want a truck too, because I want passive income. That was always another venture that I wanted to get into, you know, after we already bought our house. I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good. This work, you feel me? He's cool with Zig, so everything's gonna be good. And I mean, I met him myself, so he was cool, and he plugged me with Don, who's on your show, and Don, you know, Don got all the game on the trucks. So then, you know, next thing you know, me and Don get to talking, and I'm throwing ideas at him, and he's listening, and he's throwing ideas back. And next you know, like, yo, let's do this. So now, next you know, I started Long Game Logistics, and it's pretty much, we're like a veteran staffing agency, and we put, you know, veterans to work in logistics type jobs. So if you were a veteran and you had either a trucking background, you don't even have to have a trucking background, and you come to us, you know, we'll put your resume. Well, you put your resume on our site, our platform, and we have other jobs and other, you know, other companies and sponsors and things like that on the platform. They're on there putting jobs on there. So it's just, we're the connectors. I'm trying to become a hub too. And I'm also building my fleet as well. So if those companies don't want you or anything like that, and I'll grab them and put them in my trucks. You see what I'm saying? Because the trucking industry is not going anywhere. Nope, and everything, mostly everything in, you know, America is run by trucks. If trucks stop running, it's going to be a lot of problems. So I'm thinking, you know what, like, all these jobs, all this unemployment, matter of fact, like, a million, I was reading, they said that almost 12% of veterans last month in April, it just went unemployed. So that's a million people. And, you know, veterans is already a small number. So if it jumped, that's higher than what it was in 2008 with the Great Depression, and like in the Depression. So I mean, it's just crazy. And if you allow yourself to you know, not really be hungry and things like that, then this isn't for you. So if you're hungry, if you're a person that's hungry, and if you want to, you know, change the direction of your life, then, you know, come mess with us. And we also got a program where you can get your CDLs. So it's really no excuse. You feel me? Because I'm partnering with those different trucking schools, and if I send them to the school and, you know, they pass and things like that, I get a cut, they get a cut, they get a drive. Everybody wins. I'm all about, like, you know, things like that. I'm all about putting people in the right position and all that type of stuff. So, yeah, man, I'm really, really happy about that.
Congratulations for real, bro. I'm happy as shit because that's just so dope. That's so dope. Just because me personally knowing Don as well and knowing Don solid, and he definitely got the game.
Exactly.
Seeing y'all link up, and it's like you said, the power of social media again. Using social media smartly, just knowing like there's other people on here I could link up with and do business with and things like that. Like I say all the time, for the people that's listening to our people that listen to Millionaire Mindsets all the time, this is another example of somebody that's using social media again. It's so many like examples out here that I'm trying to tell y'all, like, it ain't no game, bro. It's actually you got access to people that you could do so much stuff with. And shout out to Don, man. Every time we me and D in LA, he always pull up on us. We link up with him and stuff like that.
Yeah, he good money, man. And then another thing too. So that's why we're going at veterans, is because I'm a veteran, so I know what that's like. Like I was unemployed for a little bit. You feel me? I was thinking of different things and how I'm gonna move and what I'm gonna do. And if you get a CDL, you can change your life. Nobody could take that away from you unless you mess up. But that allows you to just be your own boss. And that's my own thing. Another thing about Long Game, I wanted to form something that I could pass down to my son, so my son don't have to work for another man. So that's another thing. Like I told you in August and September, I said, listen, Zay, we buying this house and this is for my son. It's not really for me. I don't do things for myself. I don't do things for myself. My son got a property. So I got to get him another one. I got to get one. Things like that. Like, you got to compete with yourself. I don't compete with nobody. I use, social media or Twitter or Instagram as motivation. I see different things and I take that and, I use it and put in my own game. Just like Kobe. Kobe's my favorite player. Rest in peace. Yep. The GOAT. But, he used everything he saw from Jordan and put that in his game and became himself. So that's what I do. I take different things that I see on the timeline from people that are reputable and that are doing things that I want to do, and I put that into my game. And make, put my own little twist on it. So I'm always learning. That's all it's about, is I never try to be stagnant. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just, you can't limit yourself.
You can't. And he's speaking and he's telling y'all straight facts, because that's literally what he told me when we said we wanted to buy property. He said, I want to do this for my son. And that statement alone told me, it told me pretty much everything on your mind. I said, you wasn't thirsty on no fast money type. Because if you're doing it for your son, you thinking long term. So I'm like, cool. Because so many times, like, you could have partnerships with people where y'all could be on two different wavelengths. Somebody might be thinking, oh, I want the fast money. And you might be thinking, I want the long money. But y'all ain't communicate that, so you don't know. So if your partner trying to move way faster than what you're trying to do, it's like, damn, bro, like, slow down for a second. I ain't know we was doing all this.
Right. But,
yeah, so with that being said, you was pretty much on the same page from the jump. I'll tell you what, something, D.
But something I want to point out that I really like about the business is you found opportunity in a space like that. Like, you made yourself the middleman. You put yourself in this position to be profitable in a big business. And I really like that that whole idea and concept, because a lot of people don't think about it. You ain't got to reinvent the wheel. You ain't got to do nothing crazy.
No.
Opportunity in situations like this and position yourself to make some money.
Right. And I want to become a hub. You feel me? I'm gonna turn myself into a hub. Not only I'm gonna have, a fleet of trucks, but I also wanna have a part where of Long Game Logistics that, is brokering, a part that's dispatch, like all that. I'm trying to, whatever is trucking, I want parts. You feel me? So I don't have to work for the rest of my life. And I can do that while I'm asleep. Like, that's making money while you sleep. I can hire people, virtual assistants, to do that, just that. You know, put them on, give them a script, talk to different shippers, get that load, boom. Get that load, give somebody else who I know has a truck. And I become, I'm the go-to man at that point. You have to be a star in your role. Everybody can't be a superstar. But if you gonna be that guy coming off the bench and you gonna give him 30 like Lou Will, then that's gonna be me. I'm gonna do whatever I need to do in order to make the mission go. And that's another reason why we go for veterans, because they're mission focused, they're mission centric. You feel me? And when they've been in there, they can take orders. They're agile. A lot of things change in the military. They'll tell you one thing, and next thing you know, 10 minutes later, it'll change. Those people that are veterans, they've been through what we've been through. So I feel that they can adapt to that type of lifestyle, because everything's not going to go as planned. So you want somebody who when you have high stress and their feet to the fire, they not going forward. So that's the type of people I'm looking for.
That's real. I love the player role stuff, because that's so important, because you got so many people where they not moving ahead, because they always talk about how people just want the sole ownership of things. Like, it's like, right, they rather have 100% of 100,000 than 1% of 100 million. It's like, right, you know what I'm saying, which one would you take? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. That's just on a deeper level. Like, if you think about it, like, just because you got the bigger ownership don't mean the reward or the pot going to be bigger.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Teaming up is the wise thing a lot of times.
Bro, collaboration, man. Collaboration beats competition any day. Any day, especially when you're with solid people, like you and myself and D, like, mm-hmm, there's nothing that we can't do, because we're going to go get it. We're going to find a way. And we're going to use our network, and we're just going to become, you know, solid people and form good relationships. So it's money and relationships. Money and
So have y'all launched already, or y'all planning?
Nah, we about to launch on Memorial Day.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, man. So next week. So I mean, it's coming out, and you know, hit us up at, you know, logisticsjobsforheroes.com. We're gonna be on there. I got a nice little site on there, you know, a whole lot of content. And we come into a town near you. And if you really wanna be, you know, a person that changes your life, and you're a veteran out there and you listen to this podcast, hit me up, because we're going to get right.
Definitely. That, if you listen to this, like I said, if you're a veteran, hit him up for sure. That's bro, that's major, bro, for real. That's some major shit right there. And, like, speaking on this, you being a new father, congratulations again. You know what
Appreciate
I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Lil T, that's my guy, man. And just speak on this as far as, like, being a husband, an entrepreneur, you know what I'm saying, working, and being a father at the same time. Like, how do you, like, what's the key to that? What's that balance like?
I just say it's really it's two things. One is you gotta pick the right spouse. You gotta you gotta be able to coexist with that spouse. You gotta really love her and things like that, and she'll have your back, because I couldn't do any of the things that I do if I didn't have Ashley in my life. And that's as real as it gets. Without her, you know, my life would be much harder. So she allows me to do all the different things, and I'd be talking to her, and I got a whole lot of ideas and different things like that, and never once did she tell me, Rodney, you're doing too much, or you're doing this, or you can't do that. She never says can't. She always has my back. But once you got somebody that really believes in you as much as they believe in themselves, even more than you believe in yourself, it's you have to go harder. You have to go harder. And then I look at my son every day. I look at my son. I just know there's no room for failure. I can't fail. I won't allow it, because I have to be that example. Like, my dad wasn't a business owner. My dad wasn't, you know, the things that I'm aspiring to be. And that's not a knock on him, but that's just, you know, how it was. He didn't dream as big as I do. So once you dream and you go to those goals, and you don't, you know, let people project their fears or their doubt on you, you know, you solid and you good. So you just got to believe in yourself and just don't give up. So I really attribute that to, you know, my wife and my son, and just also where I come from. So I come from, like I said, I come from a place called Lake Valley. It's a neighborhood in Pemberton, and it's a small town in New Jersey, but it's not sweet. And I learned a lot, you know, growing up there, and I've seen a lot of people go the wrong way. And I always told myself that wasn't going to be me. My best friend in the whole world, he's doing a bid, 25 to life, because he off somebody, you feel me? So I didn't want to do that. And that hurt me to the core, because we were supposed to go, mm-hmm. you know, we were supposed to play ball together in college and things like that. And I was going to an AAU tournament, and next thing I know, I get a call, and I'm like, what happened? And my whole life changed at that moment. So I just said, I'm never going to go left. And I always have to stay on that straight and narrow. And I have to be that person that I want my son to look up to. I want my son to look up to nobody else but me. So I gotta always, you know, it's bigger. It's way bigger than me. Like, I'm always been the person that's, you know, I'm not, I know myself is, I know things are bigger than myself, and I've always respected that and appreciated that. So that allows me to move in a different spot. I don't feel like I'm competing with different people. I don't feel like, you know, I'm hating on anyone, because it's not about my family. And that's, at the end of the day, it's all it's about. You got to do what you can do and be there for your family. So we try and break the cycle over here, man.
That's some game right there. And I love that you spoke on not competing with others, because I feel like people don't realize, when you so focused on what other people are doing, you could lose track on what you're doing. And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You should, like how you said earlier, you should use things as inspiration, not as like, man, why not me? Everything that you aspire to be that somebody else doing or something similar, it should all be fuel to you and not on no competitive with them type shit. Just like inspiration. You use that as inspiration. That's all it is, instead of comparing. Because comparing yourself to others, that should have just drive you crazy. And
nothing you can do about it.
Right. There ain't nothing you can do about that. And you know what I'm saying? It's going to take you off your A game. You know what I mean?
No, you don't got time for that.
Facts. You never compare.
Don't got time for that. Yep.
And I like you
go ahead. Nah, you got it. My bad, D.
I like that you, shout out to Ashley, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Ash.
You already know.
Your success to having like a strong foundation in a household, and a lot of people don't really understand how serious that is. As an entrepreneur, you need your foundation, at least like your household, straight and strong. Like, you know, it's extremely stressful and tiring. It's a lot that goes into doing this, and at the end of the day, you need that support system. So shout out to Ashley, you know, for always holding it down.
Yeah, shout out to Ash. That's
mind you, she's a beast her own. Like, she's a beast in her own right. Like, she's not no slouch. She's not a stay-at-home mom. No disrespect to any of them. But, like, she's not that. Like, she has her own career. She's doing her own things. So the fact that, you know, she's still willing to allow me to further what I'm trying to do, it just is liberating, man. It's liberating. I don't have to come home and argue and be like, oh, well, I need to do this. Well, why don't you spend time? No, like, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm doing what I need to do so I can spend time. You see what I'm saying? Like,
dude,
that's right there. Like, that's right. Facts. Like, that's,
I hope that ain't go over our listeners' heads. I hope that ain't go over y'all head that he say he doing what he could do so you can spend time.
Cause
I'm glad you brought that up. Cause I feel like a lot of times with people, you got different entrepreneurs, and that'll be like one of their problems they have, where it's like they the person in a relationship don't really understand that, especially if they're not an entrepreneur. It's like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But he doing all those things so he can be in that position someday where y'all can, you know, spend as much time as y'all want and do all the things you do. So don't.
Man.
So as
men and women,
don't feel like, don't ever lose sight of that. It's basically what I'm saying.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just from a woman's perspective, you know, if your dude pursuing his dreams and, you know, he doing certain stuff to put y'all in position in the future, you know, try not to be so hard on him. You know, just do what you gotta do, be supportive.
Right. You know? Right, that's real. That's super real.
Support. That's a big thing, bro. Like, that go a long way, man.
Man, it's people take it for granted too, because they see a certain relationship. You know what I mean? I feel like that's another thing. Like, social media, it clouds people's judgment because they only see the good. They only see things that people want them to see. You feel me? They're not going to show you the facts. They're not going to show you, okay, well, just before this picture, you know, we was about to leave each other or things like that, or just for the picture, like, you know what I mean? Like, just for the picture, he was calling out my name and things like that. Like, they don't really show the truth. So when it's really all the way solid, you don't have nothing to worry about. Like, and that's why I really try to go as hard as I can, because she deserves the world. I told her I was gonna give her that. I told her that when we was in college together, you feel me? I've been told her all that stuff. I told her when we got married, I tell her all the time, and she believes in me, it's no doubt. So when she don't doubt me, I know that I have to go. I have to. So I have no choice but to, you know, keep going hard. That's what I do.
That's powerful, bro. That's powerful. And y'all being together since college is powerful too. Cause that's years of building right there.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like, you know, no thing that's always been sweet, but you know, we fight through and we keep going. And that's the thing. Like, that's where, you know, it comes back to that. Like, you know, why we're together and things like that. And that love is not going nowhere. So it allows me to do what I do and just be who I want to be. So,
you've been spitting. You want to say something?
Saying, no, that's real. That's super real. I feel like a lot more men need to take on their mentality, especially you know, the way you treat your woman, you feel about your woman, your outlook on life and family and legacy.
Right. Yeah. And I told you, man, a lot of people, they just care what it looks like on Instagram or care what it looks like on Twitter. But it's real. That's where it's really at. If you could treat your woman good away from the cameras, that's the true testament of, a good husband, I think.
Facts. Hey, no, I agree 1,000%. Because you will see, like you said, you will see a lot of times with people, it's like in front of the cameras, it's all peaches and roses. But off camera, they treating each other like shit pretty much. And it's like, damn. Like, you're saying, you get with these people in private, you see that, you be like, damn.
Right, man. It's ugly sometimes.
It's a terrible way to live.
Yep. Like I said, I'm not perfect, and I don't never claim to be. I'm pretty sure there's times where, you know, she mad or things like that, but it never knocks us off for what we need to be doing. And at the end of the day too, like I heard you talking about it too, like you got to be able to forgive and, you know, move on and things like that too.
So, yep.
That's
especially your relationships, man. That's key. You get, because it's always, like you said, it's not gonna be perfect. If you with somebody, you together all the time, you see him every day, it's gonna be problems. But if you can't move past stuff and like forgive, unless it's something that's whatever your unforgivables are, but if it ain't none of those things, like you got to be able to move past stuff, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, just thinking long term, and I'm not gonna let this get me off tilt for real.
Right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You speaking a lot of game, a lot of facts, man. And I had something else I wanted to ask you too. This just slipped my mind, man. Damn, what the fuck was I about to say? Why are you smiling, man?
Well, I jumped in. I guess we already touched on it, but in terms of generational wealth, like for you, where do you, like, what's your ultimate, like, end goal for your family and your legacy and your, you know, the future generations to come for you? Like, what do you
I mean, I just want to be able to own multiple businesses. And, you know, if you know, we get blessed with more kids, and I want each of them to, you know, have their own one. I want them to just have the opportunity. They don't have to. Like, you know me, I'm a basketball junkie. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, everybody knows me, knows that. But if my son never touches a basketball, I'm not going to be, you know, heartbroken about it, because I'm going to, you know, push him to whatever he wants to do. And at the same time, he's always going to have something to fall back on. So by me being able to build and do things for him now that he don't even know, that's everything right there. I feel like generational wealth is about ownership and, you know, keeping things in the family and passing things down, so that you don't have to go out and look for work from somebody else, or you don't have to, you know, rely on a paycheck from somebody else. Like, things like that. And also, you know, investing in the stock market, all the stocks and things I buy, it's not for me. It's just for the Brown name. It's for the family. It's for longer. Like, so that's another thing. I just keep that in mind. Like, everything I'm doing, I may want those shoes, because I used to be a real big sneakerhead too. But now if I do buy a purchase, it'll be just because I really, really wanted them. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I'm not, like, you feel me? Like, I used to get them just to get them. I mean, to get them because I got them, like, and when we was in high school and things like that, like, when it was real sneakers too, because now everybody got bots and things like that, but it was like a thing, like, we really, really wanted those. So next thing you know, you got 300 pairs of shoes, but you don't got, you know, $3,000 in the bank.
Right.
So where are your priorities at? So I feel like that's childish, unless you're going to make it to a business. I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. But if you make it into a business, go ahead. You know, resell, do whatever you need to do. But if you just copying them just to cop, you're just throwing your money away. So I'm just trying to show my son, you know, just good habits and the good ways of thinking and long-term thinking, and just teaching them about everything that I wish somebody would have taught me. And that's another thing too. I ain't tell you this either. So once we move back to Jersey, it's something I really want to do. I want to reach out to, you know, the high schools in the area and my old high school. And I want to go speak there. And be able just to, you know, try to put them on some game about financial literacy and generational wealth and things like that, because we never had people come to my school and, you know, and drop knowledge on us about things that are actually, you know, real and practical. It would be, you know, whatever it was. And even if it wasn't something that was, you know, really, really good to hear and to learn, things like that, like, I wasn't paying attention anyway. So I feel that now if I go back and I'm me and myself, I can relate. Instead of just being somebody off brand that none of these kids care about. I come from where you come from. You can do the same things I'm doing. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to tell them that and teach them that. So that's another thing I really want to do.
That's heavy right there, man. Making a difference. That's what it's about, especially with people like us. Cause I don't know. It probably was the same way for you growing up in Jersey. Like, you ain't have the examples when I was coming up was guys coming in about their 40s, 50s. You know, suited down, looking corny. And you young, you 12, 13, you don't want to hear that shit, bro.
I'm not worried about that.
You can't even see that far down the line to hear what they saying and take it seriously. But when it was someone that was like early, mid-20s, you know what I'm saying? They come in, it's more relatable because you could see that. You know that's around the corner for you when it's like, oh, and they kicking some shit to you. It's like, oh.
It hit different.
Especially if they come through fly. You know what I'm saying? Because as young as, that's all we want to be is fresh. So let somebody come through in the newest kicks or whatever, kicking some investment game, some business game. You like,
right?
You got them kicks through that. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying,
bro? It's different, man. I feel like our definition and our perception of wealth at that age was just so off, so left.
Way off, bro.
Like growing up where I grew up, like people that was having money to me, you know, in air quotation marks, like was, you know, trappers and hustlers, right. and you feel me, niggas just moving weight, things like that, like. Right. Those was the ones that I was looking up to, and you know, those are the ones that you always see with a whole bunch of cash in their pocket. We be at the courts, and you know, people's betting $5,000 on a game. So I'm shooting a shot with a whole lot more pressure than the average kid because they got money on over there. And then after we play with the money that I just won because I won the game for them, then I'm shooting dice. So you see what I'm saying? Like it's a different mindset where we come from. So the fact that, you know, I can reach those kids because I come from where they come from is just is big to me. And I want to always never forget where I come from. So that's why I want to give back and pay it forward and make sure that the little shorty that, you know, come from Lake Valley or from Pemberton or from Browns Mills or Camden or Trenton or wherever, if they hear it or they see me on, you know, social media or something like that, they can be like, you know what, I can do that too. It's not, I don't have to look this way. I can have investments. I can, you know, have life insurance. I can talk to my parents about stocks. I can talk to my parents about investing. That's another thing. Like we never talked about that at the kitchen table. I never talked to my mom about stocks and like that. Like, so I want to, you know, make that the norm, is to have that conversation, be more prevalent.
So. Bro, that's a real, you go. I was just going to say, like, well, you talked about like how what we thought as wealth as youngins, and that's so real. Like how we seen, I know me personally, how I seen wealth as a youth was so fucked up. Now that I think about it, it was like in my head, if you wasn't a rapper, if you wasn't a pro athlete, or you ain't sell like drugs, nothing like that. It was like in my mind, I just knew you was broke.
Right.
If I see you driving any car that was less than a car of luxury, it's like, oh, I know that person broke. And might not know a whole time, that might be the person with the real bread.
Exactly. And man. And then I read Millionaire Next Door, man. That was another thing. Opened my eyes. I said, what? Right. All these jokers, they be coming in there, you know, with the coveralls and the 1995 Ford Ranger. They the ones papered up at the bank.
Papered up.
And then you got the jokers with, you know, the Beamers and, you know, the Benzes, and they coming in there with nothing and owing people overdraft fees and you know, putting a whole lot of money towards that car. And they got nothing in the car or nothing in their wallet. Like they got, you know, they wife have all the Louis bags and things like that, but don't got nothing in the bag. I don't want to be that. So I'm just glad that I, you know, grew out of that, grow up.
Facts, bro. Hey, that's so funny, man. Cause that's real. Like it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad for me. I read that book. Like it might've been my senior year in high school when I read that book, and I'm started seeing the definition, the assets, liabilities, and the cash flow cards and stuff.
Yeah, man. It's
different, bro. I was outside just now when I seen the luxury car, I'm thinking like, they might be paying this amount for that car. Is that car really worth it? It kind of changed everything for me. But it was like, damn, what if I got that book early on?
Change the game.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if I'd have got Rich Dad, Poor Dad when I was 17, 18 years old, oh my gosh, I'm trying to tell you. Sheesh, man. Because I'm a big Apple guy too, so I'd have put all my money in the Apple and things like that. I'd be living large. But you feel me? Hindsight is 2020. It always will be. So it's right. Just something that you learn from, and you can't, you know, dwell on that. Like, damn, I missed all this bread. Nah, you got to get it another way. You got to find the next Apple. Things like that. Mm-hmm. So
facts.
Yep.
Or you could just keep riding the Apple train and see if they ain't going nowhere.
Facts. That too.
What did you say, D?
So something I want to ask you is, what advice would you give somebody who can't seem to separate their environment physically, but they're trying to separate it mentally?
That's deep right there.
That's super deep. I feel like you really, it comes from within, you know? Like, at the end of the day, we all, I know it sounds cliche, and a lot of people don't, you know, believe in it because they're not thinking big enough. We all get the same 24 hours. You feel me? So there's a lot of people that come from nothing, that come from the gutter, that come from the slums, and they make things out, you know, they make something out of themselves. So why can't you? Like Westbrook says, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not you? So I would challenge that person who's in that predicament to look at themselves in the mirror and be like, you know, why not me? Why can't I invest in myself and then double down? And why can't I just keep going? Why do I have to give up every time? Why are the numbers stacked against me and I still, you know, feel as though I can't make it? But you can. You feel me? It's so many people that have made it from nothing. And you don't have to, like we talked about, you don't have to hoop. You don't have to rap. If you educate yourself, there's so many free resources out there, like YouTube. YouTube University, man. I'm telling you, shout out to YouTube. Give me a sponsor. I mean, like, it's YouTube, it's Twitter, it's Instagram. It's so many things that you can just teach yourself. And change your situation. And if you teach yourself, you change situation. That all it's all predicated by changing your mindset and believing in yourself. So I just say believe in yourself.
So. Mm, yeah.
I'm talking about unwavering belief too. Like not the one where you do good for a little bit and then you get complacent. No, like you got to keep going. Like in the face of adversity and all that, just keep going.
Keep going. I mean, that's game. And I remember what I wanted to ask you. This is what I wanted to ask you about government contracting. So. Yes, just for the people that's not too aware, and we talked about it on the past episode, but just to go back on it again for the people that may not have heard, just go into that just for on a beginner's level for somebody that may be interested in getting involved with that.
Okay, so it's two different types too. There's the type that sells goods and services to the government, and there's also the type that's you're for the government. You're trying to procure those goods and services. I'm that type. I work for the government. So I know ins and outs of, you know, what we're looking for when we put out, you know, bids or we put out requests for quotes or requests for proposals. So there's a lot of money. The government, they trying to give money away. Believe me, they trying to give it away. Taxpayer dollars to people that are, you know, small business. So if you can provide, like, say, masks, like, you know, those N95 joints. If you can provide that to somebody, you're going to make a lot of money. So I don't know how people do it, but some of those people, they get, you know, a certain amount, or they meet somebody and they become the middleman, and then they would, you know, put like their bid or their quote, and they would put that in there to me because I put it out, and then they say, yo, we can get these. And then I do my negotiation, things like that, and bring it back and, you know, run the numbers. And if it works, then we have a contract. And then once you get that contract from the government, you're good. You're good. And it's not just mess. I'm just saying that because, you know, that's like the easiest thing I can think of due to the times we're in. There's also services. Like I work in, for like the medical section. So those people that are nurses and doctors and things like that, like their companies, they come to me and we negotiate. And then those same people, the company that wins, I employ them and I put them on the base, and then now they're, you know, taking care of the people on the base. So it's a lot of money there, man. And I was able to, I scored well on my test. I actually went into the military for cybersecurity. I was trying to get, you know, one of those type jobs. Yeah. But it was something I forget. I don't remember what happened. I picked another job, and then next thing I know, due to like a trait, I have sickle cell trait. So they wouldn't let me do that because you have to fly a whole lot. And when you fly up there, you know, they were scared that my blood would do whatever it would do. But so then I picked contracting because my mother actually did contracting for 37 years for the government. I didn't really know what she was doing. But then once I found out, I said, oh, I could do this. And then I got my level one certification and I got my level two certification. And now I'm set. I can do whatever I want, go wherever I want, work for whoever I want to. And I demand what I want. You see what I'm saying? So it's just all about being in that situation that you're in and making the most of it.
Yeah, that's heavy right there, and that's a good career path too, just for the people that's listening. Going into government contracting, that's another.
Yeah,
I got another question. For people who want to actually bid on the contracts you're putting out, like how do they find these bids? You know, the military putting out.
Yeah. So first, they have to register with SAM. It's SAM.gov. That you cannot get any contracts if you don't register with SAM. And then next thing you know, you'll be able to look at the different postings and different offerings that different bases or agencies are posting on there and say, oh, we need this, we need this. And you go on either SAM Beta or you can go on FBO, which is Fed Biz Ops. And those are where you can find your contracts and opportunities. And if you can, you know, fulfill that need, then boom, you submit your price, and you also can submit, you know, your statement of what you can do and things like that. And it gets deliberated upon, and if you're the best, depending on what that contract is out for, because sometimes it'll be lowest price technically acceptable, or past performance is, you know, higher than that. But it's like, it's just deeper, way deeper. I'm just trying to keep it, you know, so anyone can understand it. But if whatever that, whatever the quote or the contract is solicited out, then that's what you can go off of. And it'll all be spelled out in that solicitation. So it's pretty straightforward. It's just a lot of work that you have to do if you want to be able to get right with the government, because it's the government. But once you're in there, you're in there and you're good. And you just, the money is endless, because the small businesses run America. Like, that's what makes America go. That's the reason why America is what it is because it's built on the back of those small businesses. So we have to go to those small businesses. Like, it's things that we could do to a larger business, but we're not supposed to, because we're trying to, you know, feed those small businesses, those mom and pop shops, those small people. And that's how, you know, anyone can be a business owner. Anyone can do, you know, big things. So you just have to believe in yourself.
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because I remember I was talking to somebody we had on previously, Trevor, and we were saying how, like, on Twitter, a lot of times you'll get, like, a side of Twitter that they talk shit and make jokes. They'll be like, LLC Twitter, talk shit about LLC Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Not knowing LLC Twitter is the people that run the whole economy. That's people that run the country. You know what I'm saying? All businesses run the country, like you said.
Right, that's where it's at. So I mean, like, it's a lot of money that is, like, literally has to go there. And then if you're Black, then it's even better for you, because then you can get even different grants, and you get put in a different spot. Like, some, like, it's quotas that you have to reach, like different bases they have to reach. They have to do, like, you know, small businesses, small disadvantaged businesses, hub zone 8A. That's another thing. If it's an 8A and you can get into that, and all this stuff is out there. Like, it's prevalent information. You can look it up and go learn. And if you want to, you be a woman-owned business, and you could automatically get a contract and don't have to compete. If that's what type of offering they're out there, and that's money right there. If you can provide that service or provide that commodity, you're good. All because you were a Black woman. So it's really, like, no excuse for people, oh, well, I can't do this or not. The information's there. You have to just seek it.
Yep. That's heavy. And this the last thing I want to touch on, because people ask me, they ask me this question all the time, bro. And I'm so glad we got you here, because I'm going to let you explain it just for the people that always ask it. So people always be like, man, how do you, like, okay, you meet people from social media and you buy property with these people. Like, what, how you do that? Like, how that work? And, like, to me, it's like, it's super simple to me. So I'd be, like, confused that people don't get it. But at the same time, I can understand it if you never done it. And you'd be like, right, how do these people that just met, or they might not even met, and they doing business, buying property. So do you mind just describing the process on how we bought a property together?
Pretty much, like you said. So Jess Sergeant Young, shout out to her. She was my supervisor when I first got there, when I was a young pup in the game. And she was telling me, like, you know, different things that I needed to know about the job. And then we got to talking about, you know, life and where she was trying to go and things like that. And we talked about investing. And then next thing I know, she brought up you. So I'm like, all right, yeah, he sounds like a cool dude. So then I started listening to your podcast, and I listened to it. I said, wow, like, we have a whole lot of the same, you know, principles and the same visions and the same things like that. So I said, you know what, mind you, this is in 2 years ago, like 2 years before I even, you know, was in the right spot to be able to invest. I wasn't right mentally nor financially. So then I had to get right. I had to work on me before I could try to, you know, go and do things. But anyway, then I hit her up, and then I believe she hit you up. Next thing I know, we go out to dinner, you know, you and Dee, me and Ashley, and things just, it was clicked, because it was real. I feel like, you know, they'd say what they say, real recognize real, but it's really true if you were a good judge of character. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, I did my research. Like, it wasn't like I just saw you for one day, or, you know what I mean? Like, no, like, I saw the type of things you put out and things like that. And I was going in there, I'm not going to lie, like, I didn't know. Like, anybody could talk a good game. You like to talk the game on social media and things like that, but I've always been a good judge of character my whole life, so I just trusted my instincts. And then once we talk, and, you know, I seen you face to face, I'm like, okay, it's not just a facade. This isn't real. This isn't fake. This is really, really real. I said, yeah, let's do this. Next thing you know, we analyzing properties together. We throwing different properties at each other. Boom. I'm like, yo, let's go this one. So we went that one. And then next thing you know, we fly out there, we go see it in person, and we get contracts, we form a team. And then shout out to my boy Justin. I met Justin through you as well. Justin put me on a whole lot of other things, but he looked out for me with that too, because I used my network. I leveraged my network to, you know, increase my net worth. So
that's easy.
That's you just have to really like be comfortable with your judgment, I think. And if you're solid in there and that person is not, then you know, it's a part of the game. You have to be ready to take an L. And that's another thing. I'm not scared of taking an L. I'm ready to, you know, if I really want to do that, you have to take action. That's another thing I say. Get off the sideline. Don't always talk about it. You got to be about it. So you got to take that action. And if you would have been, you know, the scum of the earth, then that's what it would have been. But it's not. So, and I would have never known unless I went. So we went there. We had some good food. You feel me? We had good food. We ate. We fellowshiped, all that. And now look where we at, man. Like, it's just literally like foreign lifelong friendships. So you and D, y'all good in my book forever. Like forever. Like
that's real, bro.
This is bigger than just Twitter, bigger than just social media.
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts. And you know the feeling is mutual. And it was really that simple. Like I like to say, like, if you solid, you know, like you said, real recognize real, you can recognize another solid person. Like you might not be able to fully have it confirmed until y'all kick it a little longer, but you're gonna have your ideas like, yeah, bro, solid. I could tell he official dude for real. And that's pretty much how it was. And it was like that for us. Like we just did start put the LLC together, boom. Got it rolled, put our bread up. Like you said, shout out to my guy Justin. That's my dog too, man. That's how simple it was, man.
Make sure you had the right, you know, paperwork and legal protections in place, no matter.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like you have to just be that person that does that research and know that you've done everything you could in your power. And then, like I said, if it goes left, it goes left. But if not, then you win because you took a leap of faith. You jumped in, you took action, and you were ready for whatever consequence, knowing that if it would have went left, that wouldn't have broke you no matter what. You feel me? That's another thing. Like, it's not the end of the world if it would have went left. I just would have been like, okay, well, he was phony and I'm not going to do business with him no more. But like I said, it couldn't have been more opposite. It couldn't have been more obvious. You realer than some people I know my whole life. You feel me? Bro,
that's same here, bro. Same. And it's crazy how that worked. Like, that's crazy. It's just crazy how it worked. Like, you could be close with people you know since you was knee high for real. You like that. You know what I'm saying? So that shows a lot, man. And you want to say something? You want to say something? Yeah, man. Before we wrap up, did you have anything else you want to touch on that we ain't touched on yet?
Nah, I appreciate y'all having me and taking the time out, you know, to rap with me and get me on your platform. And hopefully, like I said, for the different veterans and even people that are not veterans and you're looking to, you know, change your life and things like that, and you're going to try to get a CDLs or you already have your CDLs, come on the platform. Look up Long Game Logistics and look up logisticsjobsforheroes.com. We there and we trying to work with you. And also, too, if you're an investor and you want to invest with us, hit me up and let's work something out.
Because that's facts.
Like I said, if you want to buy trucks and things like that, put your money towards something that's, you know, going to make you money while you sleep or put your family in a better position, it's look no further. So facts, I'm just trying to be with like-minded people and grow and build. That's what it's about, man.
It's as simple as that, man. And before we wrap up, you already know, bro, you want to say you already know how much we rocking with you and appreciate you, bro. I'm super glad to have you on here because we established that too when we first met. Like, yeah, bro, I'm having you on the pod and we doing it. Like,
This is a long time in the making, man. A lot of things, like, it's not an overnight, you know what I'm saying? It's not an overnight shit. This is like this has been in the works and it's just, it's a beautiful thing once things really work out, man. So I already know that it's a mutual. We're going to continue to buy properties, continue to do other ventures and all that. So one more thing too. I got some, once you know the outside opens back up, I got some more gear on the way, some more merch.
I was just about to say before we go.
Yeah, man. If you're an investor, you a hustler, things like that, and you of that mindset, of that long game mindset, then you know this is the type of clothes that you can really feel comfortable and get it in. So that's what it's about, man. Rock with me.
Yeah, let people know where they can follow you, check out your site, buy merch, all that stuff, bro.
So I'm _longgame on Instagram and on Twitter, And if you DM me or all that, you know what I'm saying? I respond, and yeah, I'm me. Like, I'm me. I'm not just doing this for the money. I'm doing this because this is who I am, and I'm just trying to be someone that that my son looks up to. That's all I care about, man. All I care about is the legacy of my family. And if you could help me to, you know, further that, or I can help you to further that, then that's all good. But if not, then get from around me. So that's pretty much that.
As simple as that, man. And that's all we got, man. Once again, for the people that's listening, we appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in. Y'all can find me on every social media platform at Xavier C. Miller. And D, what's your info?
Find me on Instagram at Deanna Kent and Twitter Deanna S. Kent.
And that's all we got for y'all. Appreciate y'all for listening to another episode. Talk to y'all next episode. Peace.
Hey, turn me up something. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gon' talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant. I study millionaires cause I was born a visionary. You still believe in limitations, why you acting scary? You can't distract me from the paper, I've been chasing greatness. I'm stacking now and balling later, end the conversation. We strategizing, monetizing, piling up investments. And sacrificing temporary shit for bigger blessings. Yeah, a tapped in boss mind state. I multiply my grind rate and I match the way I vibrate. Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gon' talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.